Last time on Neon Rival presents Tomb of Annihilation. Our party Anna, the cloistered scribe, Endy, the boisterous archaeologist, and Mildrake, the dwarven paladin of Clangadin Silverbeard, were commissioned by the retired adventuress Syndra Sylvain. She had acquired the Wasting Curse and asked the players to travel to the jungles of Cholt in search of a cure. After being teleported to the capital city of Nyanzaru, the group set about finding lodging for the night and a guide to lead them the next morning. They met a young half-elf named Zandala, who was traveling with a pseudo-dragon called Summerwise. She was looking for her father, Artis Simber, who vanished into the jungle a few weeks earlier in the company of a reptilian man. Sympathetic to her plight, they agreed to let Zandala travel with them. Soon after, they were accosted by an old man held in some sort of trance. He muttered for the party to speak to the wise guardian at Oralunga, east of Mambala. She can direct you to what you seek. And then collapsed at their feet. When revived, the man remembered nothing.
Onward to the black market!
There's no real place where the black market is, right? However, around the Executioner's Run, where there's lots of betting and other side money going on, that would be a pretty good place to start.
Let's go.
The road through the old city splits around a rectangular stone-lined pit, 15 feet deep, 50 feet wide, and 200 feet long. This is where they have their games. A frequent game will be if they have a prisoner or someone who has committed a crime, they will be put in one end of the pit and obstacles will be placed in front of them throughout the pit. And if they make it from one end to the other and they're still living and can climb out of the pit, they are freed from whatever crime they have committed or whatever they have been accused of.
Stay close. There are many dangerous people here.
Are they doing this game right now?
Yeah, they're actually getting set up. So there are people around. The storm cloud seem to have passed a bit. It's still pretty heavy and humid, but there are people gearing up now, and you can hear a couple roars from inside the pit.
All right, everybody huddle up.
I hate this.
This is terrible.
We're going to lay some ground rules right now. We're not going to tell people how much money we do or don't have. We're not going to tip our hand that way. You're going to tell people what we want or what we have.
Agreed.
Oh, you just startle me all the time. Ugh.
Mildrake is very distracted. He keeps looking over his shoulder at them setting up this race because it would bother him.
Anastasia is also very bothered. She sees herself as a humanitarian, and there's like a disconnect watching like prisoners do stuff.
As you're saying that, you can see a trio of prisoners being unshackled. It is pushed into the pit and they fall and hit the sand face first. And on towards the end of the pit, you can see what look like humanoids, other people, but they're kind of like, they're basically, there's four parts in the ground where they're chained around the neck and they have about a 10-foot wandering reach around them. So they can kind of get to all the edges of the pit, but not quite. And as you look, they're flesh is rotting and some of them are missing perhaps like a couple fingers or an eye, and they're very clearly undead that have been chained here and are going to be obstacles for them to get past.
Oh, let's make whatever we're doing here quick, please.
We must stop this. We must stop this.
No, it's going to take so much time. Listen.
Take time?
They're just going to keep doing this no matter what we do here, you know? We're finding a dad. That's a nice thing. That's my nice thing. That's my one for the day, guys.
But these innocent people will die.
Innocent people are dying. People.
Oh, go back to the library.
Stop this!
God,
stop it!
No, please, please.
There is a crowd gathered around on all sides, about 3-4 people deep. On the one end where they've got the people, there's a couple guards, clearly some people taking money and bets and running this thing, and the rest of them just seem to be people there. Give me a perception roll as you're walking up.
21.
Everyone's pretty engaged, happy, lively, except for one guy who's got his hands on the stone railing and is just staring and just seems pale and worried and scared.
I hate this!
I hate it as well!
Can we draw a little less attention to ourselves?
You there, sir!
Yes, yes.
You look like you hate this as much as I do. Help me stop this.
Help you help. Yes, yes, let's stop this right away.
Right now?
Oh, hold on.
Let's jump in the pit and kill those things.
No,
we would never survive that.
What?
No, they would tear us limb from limb.
Oh. Who's running this thing? There has to be an organizer.
Let's stop him.
You couldn't stop this. This is city run, yes. My husband has been sentenced, and he'll be thrown in executioner's run tomorrow.
What did your husband do?
Yes.
Nothing. He did nothing.
What? What? This is unjust.
Yes, it is. It's mistaken identity. I swear it.
Where is your husband being held?
There's a small building off to the side where it is clearly a jailer's house.
Mildrake, if we stop this entire thing, the city will implode on itself. And
I don't care.
I know you don't care, but the good that we can do right now is save his husband. That should be our main focus, because if we try, then we'll not find a guide and we'll not stop the wasting.
Remember the guy? The guy with the monopoly? The scary guy? The one that everyone was afraid of? How do you think him and his ilk are going to feel when we take away the entertainment that keeps the rabble amused so they can live in their high-walled part of the city? All right? We don't want to tick them off. Do you see that scared lady at the bar? Do you see this scared person right here? Do you want to become a scared person? No, you want to be an innovator. You want to be an activator. You want to make things happen. You don't want to be this trembling mess. You got to stay out of this, buddy.
And also, some cultures have one day a year where they can just kill everyone and loot anything. And that's what keeps law in order.
That is amazing.
This is sort of the same.
As you guys are saying this, there's a cheer up from the starting gate, basically.
Oh,
and
God.
Another person is tossed into the pit.
Oh,
we've
no.
got a fourth challenger. A fourth challenger, ladies and gentlemen. Take your bets. Take your bets now.
Oh.
And that is your husband.
Straza, please, please, you must help me.
You've got a longbow? Shoot. Shoot those beasts.
Hold on.
Shoot those undead monsters.
If he completes the challenge, he gets to be free. Is that correct?
If he completes the challenge, he'll be alive. The undead are going to tear him apart.
I'm going to roll a perception on the undead to see how smart they look. 4.
You're not even sure if there is an intelligence.
Mildred jumps in.
Jump into the pit?
Jumps into the pit. This is all too much for him. They're undead. That guy's husband's in there.
As the pit goes down towards this edge, you guys are about the middle of it. It's deeper, so you're about 15 feet up. Do you want to jump 15 feet down?
Yeah, I'm strong and short.
I would like a athletics roll.
Shit. 12.
So you kind of vault over it, and you kind of slam down, and you
hammer
yeah.
hits the ground as I land.
This is not right.
There's a roar from the crowd. They can hear at the other end, like, I guess we've started the festivals early. All bets are in. All bets are in. And go. There's a ching, 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 as the chains get a little bit extra length, and 3 zombies, the closest ones, begin to gleam towards you. I would like a initiative roll.
5.
6.
18.
First up is Mildrick.
I bash that closest zombie with a hammer.
Roll to hit.
14.
14's gonna hit.
Since I'm short, I pick up my hammer, I'm hiding behind my shield, and then I'm just hitting him right in the chest with the hammer. 6 damage.
you're kind of right at the edge. So even with the extra length, only one of them can get you easily. The other ones are kind of straining against their chains, and you just swipe at the guy's leg. You hear rotted flesh and brittle bones just snap as you cleave right through it. And he stumbles and falls, but is still clawing towards you.
Next up are the zombies.
So shit. The one that you just kind of took the legs out from underneath goes to swipe at yours. Is an 18 going to hit you?
Oh, I am 18.
So basically just kind of bites on your leg for 5 points of damage as these brittle, broken, yellow teeth sink into your flesh. You hear noises from past you. The people who have been pushed into the pit are now using this distraction to run forward. The first one there gets caught by the fourth zombie and is currently being eaten. The other two zombies are moving towards them as the other three are running towards them. This gentleman's husband, Draza, is limping behind. He has a wound and something's happened to his leg and he's the slowest one.
Draza, his leg. His leg is damaged. Oh no.
Fine. And he, pulls out her longbow and shoots the zombie that's closest to the husband. And she's aiming, right for, in the head.
Roll to hit.
18 plus 5.
Roll your damage.
7. And he is visibly does not want to be there. She, sighs and she rolls her eyes and she shoots Anna the dirtiest look possible. And she, pulls out an arrow from her quiver. She knocks it. And she doesn't even break eye contact with Anna. She's just looking at her ugh. And then she fires it right at the zombie that is closest to the husband.
It goes right back to the thing's neck, comes out through one of its empty eye sockets, and just goes and just falls to the ground in a heap.
Anastasia.
I'm going to cast Ray of Frost downwards. I'm going to shoot the one that is in front of the one that is died to create a clear path. 15.
So you fire this cold of beam energy and it strikes the relatively healthy zombie. Roll damage.
5.
So your bolt of frost hits it in the leg and you see the leg kind of crackle and it and then pulls its leg, rips it right from the stump as the leg remains. It kind of falls to the ground and it's trying to push itself up. So it's still moving, but you've definitely hobbled it.
Mildred. That one that bit him, that's on the ground, he's just going to smash his head and kill him off.
Excellent.
Maybe not. 9.
9 total?
9 total.
So you go to swing, but it's kind of got its teeth driven into your leg, and you're trying to shake it off, and you just can't get a good hit. You're kind of whacking at it, but it's not really doing any damage. So as you're whacking at it, you could hear people running up behind you. They kind of get to where you are. There's a bit of a cluster. One of them has been eaten by them. The other one is trying to get around, and in doing so, he pushes Draza in front of the other one, who falls down, and that's the way he can kind of get around, and now he's running to the exit.
Stand up, man. Your husband is up there watching you.
He's trying. He's trying very hard.
Stand up, man!
Help. Please, help.
I'm trying.
Oh, no. Please.
Next up is the zombies.
So the one that's eating you is going to try and take another bite out of you. Is a 14 going to hit you?
Nope. Block it with my shield.
Great. You're not quite able to hit it, but you are kind of able to force your shield in between you. So it's just clawing and biting helplessly at it.
Stand up, man.
Yes. Thank you.
16 is going to hit Draza. So one of them grabs Draza and just rakes along his back.
Thank you.
But he takes 3 points of damage as his back is ripped open.
Damage!
Andy just kind of sees this guy as a lost cause at this point. She's not interested in helping him anymore. So she's going to roll perception real quick to see if anyone's using the distraction to kind of, in the stadium, who's not paying attention to this, who's interested in getting their own agenda forward.
A roll of perception.
I got a 19.
You're kind of scanning the crowd, and they are very animated. They are really enjoying what's been going on. They're shouting and yelling. They've got the little bets clutched to them. They're elbowing each other and pointing and picking out their favorites. But along the edge of the crowd, you see this little white-haired halfling just kind of moving around. He'll vanish for a second. He'll move back and he'll vanish for a second. He'll move back and he kind of moves towards the edge of the crowd. And he's talking to a human who kind of bends down, nods real quick. They're trying to be real nonchalant about it, but they're clearly working the crowd.
I'm going to down one of the other combatants that's not the husband.
Wow.
I'm going to shoot one of them in the ankle and kind of let the zombies eat somebody else.
So like maybe the guy who pushed him right in front of the zombie?
Yeah, I'm going to hit that guy. I'm going to shoot for his ankle. I'm going to use him as a decoy because like, you know. They're...
I love how Gwen plays.
I do too.
She has never played this game before. Yep. That's a fucking baller move.
Roll to hit. I mean...
So 17.
Yeah, you hit him right in the leg.
What are you doing?
Three.
We're saving these people.
It's like, I don't have time for this. And once again, she doesn't look. She's focused on the white-haired halfling. She starts moving through crowds for him. She just pulls out her bow, and she pulls out an arrow from her quiver, and she's still moving through crowds. She just nonchalantly fires it over her shoulder at the guy, and just doesn't even look to see where it lands.
Sure.
And just continues moving through the crowd after to try and catch these guys before they disappear again.
Yeah, it sinks into his leg, and he kind of stumbles and falls, and there's still zombies around him, so you've clearly put this guy in danger. There's a roar from the crowd, but I'd say about every fifth person looks pissed right now, and they're shaking their fists at you, and they've got their betting papers in their hand, so about a fifth of this crowd is really not happy with you right now.
Anastasia.
Where is the husband now? How far has he gone?
He is basically directly in the middle. So he's right next to the dwarf right now.
I'm going to set a zombie on fire.
Welcome to Port Nyanzaru.
If you can make it here.
18.
Oh yeah, that hits.
I'm shooting for, again, the one that is directly in front of the husband.
So the one that you already froze a little bit.
Yes.
Excellent.
I'm very concerned, and I'm pacing a little bit, and I just erupt a ball of fire, and it sort of looks like I didn't really mean to do it.
This little spark of flame just fires out from him. It's like, and it hits the zombie, and the zombie just explodes into fire, and it's just flailing and roaring around, and you can see the bones where where it was a break off, and its head lops onto the side, and for a second, it's just this flaming, flailing creature, and then it just collapses into a pile of refuse.
Run. Run. Go run.
Stand up, man. Damn it.
Roll a constitution save for him.
Me?
Yeah.
17.
Yeah, you're able to get up and run if you want to.
So he starts limp running to where he jumped down from or the exit?
The exit would be at the far end. So you're running towards ropes at the... And then when you get there, it's a 30-foot climb up the thing.
Yeah, so he starts limp running there. Mildrake.
I will kill at least one zombie.
I'm going to try to hammer him. Oh my God, guys. 7.
Again, you're just struggling. You keep swinging. It keeps biting. You're able to hold it off, but you're not able to deal that devastating blow you want to.
I hate zombies!
One of them gets to the far end, and he grabs the first rope. And as he does, two stone passages open on either side of him, and two more zombies who are not chained rush out and will be able to attack him the next round. The only other person left is going to be your friend that you're trying to save, and now he's like in the middle. There's zombies behind him with the dwarf, and now there's zombies in front of him.
Zombies.
The first zombie's going to try and bite you again, and that's going to be a 15, so nope, you're still able to get that shield in the way. Those other two zombies, they just kind of collapse on that guy. One's got an arm and is biting into his neck, and the other one's got an arm and is tearing him in half.
Which guy is this?
The one you shot.
So there was four prisoners total. One got eaten by the zombies, one got shot and is limping, and then one of them just ran all the way to the end, got to the first rope, and is now being torn in half.
Endy.
Endy does another check to see how close she's gotten to the white-haired halfling and his human companion. She's, like, moving through the crowds and, like, kind of, like, dodging and weaving. 12.
You've been keeping them in your eye, and as you're coming around the edge, and you can see the guy kind of working the crowd some more, and the halfling returns again to this human, and he kind of quickly like opens his cloak, and you can see a little bit of glittering inside it, and then they both kind of nod and smile, and they begin to walk away.
Endy turns around. She looks at Anna. Anna's really like on the edge of her seat. She looks into the pit. Everyone's wounded. The only person that she really wants out of here is Mildrake, and he's been blocking those zombie blows pretty well. You know, he's gonna be all right. She feels really sorry about the husband, but, like, not enough to go back and help. So she's gonna just follow that human and halfling out of the stadium.
So you start working your way through the crowd into the edge to follow them. Could I just get a stealth roll? Because I imagine you're trying not to be seen, right?
Yeah, at this point with the angry crowd.
Yeah, that should give you advantage. So roll it twice and pick the highest number.
Oh, nice.
Is that a one?
It's Net 20.
Oh, nice. So you just vanish amongst the crowd. You're just sliding from one to the next. You're as casual and calm as you could possibly be. And you get about a couple blocks away where they've ducked down an alley. And you just kind of peek over and you can see them, you know, opening up and looking through all the loot that they've stolen. A couple of bracelets, a couple coin purses, and an ornate dagger.
Anastasia.
Has the husband reached the ropes yet?
The husband is like about to get to the ropes, but now there's two zombies there. In the pit at the foot of where the ropes would be. So if he started climbing, he'd walk into the zombies.
So I'm going to blast another firebolt towards one of the zombies. 17.
That's definitely going to hit.
4. So again, I'm very nervous and twitchy, and I run to the lip of the stage, and I make eye contact with the zombie and decide this is your time to die. And then I throw my fireball, like limp wrist, like throw my fireball.
So that one's been like gnawing on this person and its back bursts into flame. And it's like they're very dry. They just kind of go up like paper. So as soon as it gets hit, it starts to flail around, drops the guy. He's just rolling. Doesn't really know stop, drop, and roll. So it's just kind of circling in a ball of flame.
Perfect.
Right now.
Mildred.
All right, buddy. You're really going to get it this time.
Yeah, nat 20.
Yeah! Langadane has heard your calls.
My Klingadangan's beard.
Roll to
8.
Oh, wow.
Plus 7 Whoa. Is 15.
Yes. Wow. Yes, yes.
Plus 4, so 19.
Describe your action.
I lift the hammer above my head, and I take my shield, and I bash his body down to hold him still. And I'm like, I'm not going to miss this time. And the hammer just crashes through his skull, and it splatters all over. It even, like, hits Mildrick in the face, and he's like, yeah!
It splatters up. It hits the crowd. There's a roar from all of them go up. Everyone's quite entertained right now.
Runners.
A couple people in the audience have, like, tossed in clubs, and so the runner nearest has picked up a club, is going to swing at one of the zombies. Pathetically miss. And Draza has picked up a club as well and is kind of nervously shaking. So go ahead and roll to hit.
12.
12 will hit. All right. Roll 1d6.
1.
Right.
Yeah.
And he swings and it connects.
Yeah, barely.
Then it just like the zombie's knee just goes in a little bit.
Yeah, well, you basically tapped it on the shoulder. The zombie's now aware, so it's turned and is now focused on Draza. Exactly.
It's like I might as well have hit him with a newspaper.
Pardon me, zombie. Yeah.
Way to go, man.
Who's next?
Zombies.
Oh, that's unfortunate. One of them's going for Draza. Is a 13 going to hit Draza? Yes, it will, actually. So that zombie just descends on you. Its teeth are coming right towards your neck, but you get that stick right up in its mouth just in time. It cuts into your hand a bit for 1 point, but you're still okay for now. The other zombie has gone for the other one and rolled a natural 1. So as you're kind of fighting with it, you step in the way of that other zombie by accident, fully, and trip it. And that zombie has now fallen to the ground. The other contestant has gotten to the ropes and is climbing his way out.
Draza is like the Jar Jar Binks of this game. Endy.
So Endy kind of hears a roar coming from the stadium behind her, and she knows something has happened. But she's like, all right, they're probably fine. The match hasn't ended yet. So she goes up to the two and she approaches them and she says, you know, it's funny.
What? Oh, they just close their pouches real quick. I'm like whistling, but in a really obvious way.
The match hasn't ended yet, but it looks like you guys already won your bets.
The match of life is always at foot.
Yeah, it's just two people being happy.
Just two people.
You know, what business of it is yours? What we do in the city that we live in?
We're looking for someone to guide us through the jungles of Chult.
They look at each other,
trying to hide their excitement.
A guide, you say?
Oh, a guide. Well, yeah.
It just so happens you have found the greatest two guides in Chult. You must be very lucky.
I don't know. There's a guy with a monopoly on all of the guides, and he seems like the way to go.
No.
Fate has led you to us.
Yes.
I make my own fate, gentlemen. And she pulls out her flask and she hands it to them.
Oh.
Lady of class. And as you're taking swigs, there's another roar from the crowd behind you.
Anastasia.
So husband, check. Where is he?
Husband has a stick inside a zombie's mouth and is fighting it off as it's trying to claw at him.
I'm going to use Mage Hand to swing the rope to him.
A ghostly hand appears around the rope, grips it, and is now pulling it away from the wall and towards him. And he does not notice.
Dummy.
He rolled a one. He does have a zombie trying to eat him right now.
Yeah,
you know?
True.
Basically like draped over his shoulder at this point.
Mildred.
Look up, dummy.
Huh?
Never mind. I go up and I hit the zombie he's fighting.
Excellent. Roll to hit. And roll with advantage because he's struggling with it. So he's kind of holding it in place.
At a 22.
That's going to hit.
Yeah.
Roll damage and describe your action.
I'm pretty short compared to this person, but I want to take my shoulder and bump him to the side and take his place in front of the zombie.
Nice.
And then just go for the legs. Knock him down to the ground. Knock him down to my level. 6 damage.
Yeah, and this one's already damaged, so you just crack him right in the hip. You feel the whole hip bone shatter and your hammer carry a good bit into the creature, and it just bends over and half snaps. There's a guttural roar from somewhere deep inside it, and it just collapses into bone and flesh.
Ah, now look up, dummy!
Huh?
And at that point, you do see the rope over your shoulder.
Runners next.
So one has now climbed its way out of the pit, and there's a roar from the crowd because he's the first one out. So people are already looking to cash in their bets. And your character, roll a athletics check.
17.
You grab the rope that's next to you. You run hobble to the wall, and you're about 10 feet up right now.
Zombies next.
You've moved far enough away from the other zombies now. Well, the one that's left is still chained up. One is collapsing into a pit of fire. That one's going to be dead on this round, I believe. Yes, so you've cleared the zombies. Now it's just climbing out. So I would just say that initiative's over. You all spend the next 12 or 16 seconds climbing your way out.
Well, let's see if I can.
Roll a climb to. It's a knotted rope, so it's a pretty low DC.
All right, I think I got it. That's a 13.
So you make sure everyone's out of the pit first.
Ha ha!
And then you climb your way out. And two people have survived. The roar from the crowd, people are collecting bets, money is going around, and you all notice that you're one person short.
Andy's in the middle of telling them a story. He's like, so the key to being a successful archaeologist, it's not about the artifacts, it's about your personal brand, I teach a seminar.
Oh. I would definitely want to go to that seminar.
I believe after we've been hired as guides, we'd go wherever you wished.
How long have you two been scraping pockets?
Scraping pockets? I don't know what you mean.
I barely even have pockets. I don't need them.
She hears like a jingling sound from their pants. I see. You poor things living in poverty.
Poverty? Yeah. No. I come from a long line of wealthy people with money.
Absolutely. So surely your asking price then for guides must be very high.
Oh, of course, very high. And you'll get what you pay for.
2 for the price of 1.
That's right.
Plus, how many guides can offer a triceratops?
Ah, and he waves his hand, and as he does, there's like a groan from further down the alley, and you see like 3 little horns kind of poke out from the side, and he rushes over and he grabs it and drags it around the corner, and this kind of juvenile, dopey-looking triceratops is pulled around the corner. Brightly painted, some feathers coming off of the back of his cowl.
This is Zango.
So at this point, Andy realizes that Anna's going to be really mad at her for shooting that prisoner in the ankle. She realizes that this might be the thing that could get her back into Anna's good graces, is if she comes home with a dinosaur. Well, I'm certain my compatriots would love to hire you. Unfortunately, they handle all of the money business, so I can't make you any offers now. I'm not authorized, unfortunately. But if you'll come with me to our inn and meet back with my associates, I'm sure we'll be able to work something out for you.
I believe we can...
We can make this work.
We can make this work, yes.
Are you sure you don't want to stop off the bank and deposit some loot first?
Loot? We just have what we carry on us.
Yes, what we carry.
Small trinkets, a few mementos from home, some coin.
At this point, she's attempting to pick their pockets again.
They are looking right at you, so this would be at disadvantage.
Yeah. So it's a 3.
Roll perception real quick.
18.
Ah, so my character didn't catch it, but yours did.
The halfling reaches out and just smacks your hand.
Young lady, it seems that you have misplaced your fingers.
I think you misunderstand how guides work. You pay us, and then we guide you.
Is that how it works?
That's how it works here. It may not work for where you come from, but here it works where you pay the guides.
Like I said, my associates handle the money. I don't have a lot of experience with that.
Jump back to you guys. What are you doing? You've gotten the guy out of the pit. His husband has come around and is hugging him. There's angry people who are pointing and shouting. They're yelling at the guy who's collecting bets. They're clearly complaining about your interference.
Hate me, that's fine. You shouldn't be doing this.
We should excuse ourselves.
You shouldn't be doing this.
We should excuse ourselves. And I, like, lock arms with Mildred, and I grab for the husband of the gentleman that we rescued.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. He puts his cloak up and he puts a blanket over Draza's head to like cover him. And Draza's leaning on him.
You must find safety right away. We must leave too. But before we go here, this is all we have. This is my savings. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We don't need material things.
But I appreciate your material offering to us. Thank you. Yes. Agree with that. Yes. I'm going to take it. What is it?
25 silver.
Where will you guys go?
Don't worry about us. We have to go. Draza, please. Let's go.
And they scurry off.
The whole time, by the way, the half-elf that you've met has just been observing. She hasn't taken any action. She's just been watching the whole time.
Useless.
You should be ashamed of yourselves. All of you should be ashamed.
I'm grabbing Eldrick, sidling out, backing up, trying to leave gracefully with my dignity intact.
I love the visual of you like holding Mildred by like the back of his chainmail, yes. And you're dragging him,
yes.
As he's still yelling at them all.
And I'm like, excuse me, yes.
Both
yes.
Half elves are now dragging you away. Yeah.
This is unacceptable.
Cut back to you.
We are actually heading towards the stadium to collect my compatriots.
Perfect.
Whom we are assuming has all of our money.
As you guys are walking away from the pit, you are looking around for her, and you see her walk out of an alley with another human, a halfling, and a little young triceratops.
I'm conflicted. There's stranger danger elements, and there's a dinosaur element.
Anna, this dinosaur is friendly.
Interesting. Who are you, other people that are not dinosaurs?
I am Gandolo.
I am Farul. Guide extraordinaire.
Guide extraordinaire, you say?
You don't look like much of a guide.
What would a guide look like to you, dwarf?
You'd be big and strong.
You do not need to be big and strong in these jungles, my friend. You need to be nimble and quick.
If you're looking for big and strong, look no further. Zango will protect you.
Oh.
Majestic beast.
What a beautiful creature.
You know, like when you look at a golden retriever and you're like, oh, that is a sweet dog, but you know it's dumb as shit.
Yeah.
That's the feeling you get from Zongo.
Question for you, potential guides. Because you're not big and strong, you are nimble, therefore you are smart, correct?
Oh, the smartest.
No one is smarter.
Great.
What's 2 + 2?
6.
No, it's 4, my friend. 4.
Damn it.
So I require some basic knowledge about where we're going before I can decide whether or not to hire you. Because if you're lying, then you won't know anything, will you?
Well, guides will help you get to where you are going. We don't give you a desk. We're not here to give you purpose.
Oh, no, not at all.
We're not priests.
Oh, no. I need facts.
Thank you for that.
Facts. Facts about the jungle.
We know everything about the jungle. Every last thing.
Question 1. Describe the weather in the jungle. Is it temperate, mild?
Hot. Always hot.
And shoot.
And you hear a crackling of thunder in the background. and rainy.
Okay, great. Hot and rainy. How many poisonous species of flowers are you aware of? And if I were to discern them from other flowers, how would I do that? Is it the petals or the colors of the leaves?
Young lady, if you hire us, you will not have to worry about any of these things. We will take care of them all.
We'll find every single one.
Answer the question, gentlemen. You are the guides extraordinaire.
There are thousands. Thousands of dangerous animals and plant life in the jungle. Speaking of dangerous, the crowd right behind you seems awfully dangerous.
Well, they're horrible people!
That's too bad, because the gentleman guide we spoke to earlier...
We didn't speak to a gentleman guide.
I did, while you guys were saving a guy.
Oh, excellent.
And he named upwards of 30, 40 different flowers, and his price was very reasonable.
Oh, well, let's go find him.
Well, how much was it?
I don't believe you want him. I believe you want us. We have experienced a lot of plants, and we can give you all of the knowledge that we have for a small fee.
How much do you cost?
5 gold a day.
5 gold a day.
Oh, that's a steal!
30 days up front.
That's a standard fee. And you
standard
get two.
Fee.
Two for one.
You work for Jobel? It's 5 gold a day plus a 30-day.
Yes, we
upfront.
Pay Jobel a fee,
everyone
of course.
Everyone has to pay Jobel a fee.
Everyone pays Jobel a fee.
But you get two for one. It's like you're buying one of us free.
You still can't afford it.
For all, come here.
He starts whispering to Foral. They go back and forth, back and forth. They start counting on their fingers. They look over, and then they come back.
Tell you what, you seem like very nice people.
Very nice people.
If you will accompany us on our own journey, I can substantially reduce the price.
Yes, if we work together, perhaps in each other's interests.
What are you...
Yes, I second that.
Well, shall we tell them?
I believe we should.
Here's the deal.
I don't trust you.
We apologize if we're being
coy.
It's just we have something very special. And he reaches into his robe and he pulls out an old map.
Ooh. Interesting.
We acquired this map, and we believe it will take us to a very great treasure right in the Needle's Bones. And he points to a place on the map that says Needle's Bones, and it's written out. It's deep in the jungle.
Honestly, for me personally, we don't have a need for specific treasure, but more of a cure.
I have no need of treasure.
What I do have need of is proof. Proof that you are who you say you are.
I am Farul.
And I am Gondola, the greatest guides
that ever walked Chol.
What would you say your profession is?
Ooh, yes.
Guides?
Guides. Guides, yes, guides.
Ask anyone.
Can I roll insight to see how I feel about this?
Totally.
22.
Are they lying? No. Are they exaggerating? Yes.
Okay.
I want to interrogate them for their credentials because I don't trust that they have actual skills.
Investigation.
21.
You start picking their stories apart, and they're very defensive, and they're eventually like, look. Listen. We know what we're doing. Very good idea on a very good line of treasure. Maybe we're not the most experienced guides in this particular region, but we're the best offer you're going to find and the most trustworthy.
See, that's what concerns me, the trustworthy part, because I feel like you've lied to us or have exaggerated grand things. So I want to know if I can trust you.
On a quick aside.
Yes.
In Elvish.
Hey, this is rude.
I will tell you at the bar. They are pickpockets and... They did not reveal that to me. I saw them. They have like... They steal things.
They stole...
They're very savvy.
Were they steal from us?
I don't know. But when pressed, and when pretty much caught in the act, they did not tell me about it. So if you're feeling like these people are not the most trustworthy...
I was pinging. There was something that was pinging, and that's what it was, yes. My mom says I have the sight.
What are you two talking about?
And I'm like pulling on your pant legs.
What are you talking about?
Girl stuff.
We are talking about passing. Good day.
Well, no.
We'll
do it for free.
We'll do it for free.
We'll do it for free as long as you help us.
Yes.
And we help you, we'll do it for free.
I like this. You don't need material things like me.
Why do you need this treasure so badly?
Who doesn't need treasure?
I mean, this is valid.
That's the first thing out of Anna's mouth that Endy actually agrees with. Who doesn't need treasure? This is valid. Yeah, that logic makes sense to her.
Excellent. Well, then, we'll just...
Should we meet more people?
No!
I feel like we haven't really cracked the egg of this town.
Well, you two keep trying to save every Tom, Dick, and Harry we come across. Maybe we would have had more time if we hadn't
started... How can you expect society to change if you don't take action?
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to quote that on the back of my next book.
A pseudo-dragon pops up, rolls its eyes, and then ducks back down.
You're off to quiet, Zandella.
We need a guide, and although they seem a little pompous, they do seem as good as any.
That's fair.
And two for the price of one. You couldn't beat that, even with a Triceratops.
Also, that price is nothing, as we have negotiated down to. Yes.
The price is free.
Two for the price of free.
Let's do it. I'm convinced.
Fine, but we are inclined to change our mind. I will draft a contract.
I guess you would negotiate to meet them later.
Yes.
The next morning?
Let's meet at the Slappy Lizard in the morning.
Thunderous lizard.
I knew something like
as
that.
As you actually say thundering lizard, there is a crack of thunder and a heavy downpour starts.
We need to go inside or I will rust.
Oh, yes, we need to seek you shelter.
So we'll all reconvene in the morning.
And you don't have a home, right?
Yes, I do.
Well, oh.
Anna doesn't have a father.
No. I thought that you had no money.
I don't have any gold, but I do have a home.
I was going to offer ours if you didn't have the money to pay.
I knew it.
I knew that's where you
were going.
Yes.
Oh, I can see it.
If you didn't have a place to stay, you can stay in our large room, but seems like you're okay.
It's like a carriage wreck that's coming towards you.
I know. Let's go get some more of that sweet ale and then take a nap.
Yes. Don't drink too much tonight. We have a big morning tomorrow.
Big morning. Too much.
After a very adventurous first day, well, half day, really, you all head back towards the bar. You order a round of drinks, and I would say that Zandala has gone to her room and is retired for the evening and will meet you the next morning. So it's just you guys right now.
Ale? Sweet ale.
Sweet ale, yes.
Yes.
Sweet
it's
ale.
Called Tej, by the way.
Tej.
Tej.
Three Tejes, please.
Come out with another clay jar. It costs half a gold.
There you go.
Sanitizing my hands and drinking the ale.
So it's lively. There's people coming and going. There's obviously guides and racers and just common folk in and out all evening.
So do you guys think Juma was an intern and that position might be available to me at some point?
No. Who's Juma?
Yeah, this is Syndra Sylvain's. I'm looking for a mentorship, essentially. I'm wondering if that's his position.
Oh,
I'll be your mentor. I will teach you the ways of jangling and...
The ways of jumping into fights?
Clang-a-dangin'.
I mean, he did quite well.
Yes, I killed those zombies.
That's true. The crowd did seem very enthused.
I still have a zombie on me.
What?
What?
Yeah, look. And it pulls out like a tooth.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't talk about it too loudly. Some of the people in the bar may have been in the crowd.
There's like a couple people just like shifted away from you now.
Hey, you shot a guy.
You did.
Ah, hey, you know, it was in the leg, not mortally.
But why?
Why did you shoot that man?
Draza, you guys wanted to save Draza, right?
Yes.
And we did that.
Yes, but I wanted to save all of them.
Oh, see, all right. I just thought that if the zombies were chowing down on a little snack, you know, maybe our man could get out.
Next time, let's save everybody, yes?
Oh, my God.
Deal?
Listen.
He spits on his hand.
Deal?
There's a cost-benefit analysis of effort. I don't have time to explain it. She just, like, buries herself in her drink.
I feel like the awkwardness from, like, someone who's extended a handshake and nobody is returning the handshake.
It's still out there.
So, like, I, like, drench my hand in, like, hand sanitizer so it's, like, goopy, and then I accept it.
Aha!
Yes.
Yes.
I will do my best.
Save everyone.
Everyone that we're able to save, yes.
I can do that.
I will die saving others.
I mean, that's up to you. That is totally up to you. I will not.
I appreciate your passion.
Thank you.
I think that's nice.
It is nice that you know who you are. You've chosen to manifest it. I just... everyone. Everyone.
Everyone possible.
Mildrake!
Yes.
Mildrake!
Mm-hmm.
When you drink the sweet ale, it means somebody else can't.
What? Well, then we shall give it to them. Who doesn't have a drink?
Save your money. Let's not spend your money.
I'm just saying you can't have your ale and drink it too. You save one person, you're dooming another person. Listen, I'm an archaeologist.
I've heard.
All the civilizations are dead thousands from years from now. You can't save everyone.
That's because I wasn't there to help.
You're charming.
Thank you. Most people don't like me.
I did not expect to acquire my headache this early.
I'm going to roll a perception to see if I hear any, like, lingering conversation. Again, looking for the most friendly person in the bar. 4.
So you kind of stumble around for a while, and you find, like, the most unfriendly people possible.
Fantastic.
This gruff older woman, and she's a little drunk, and she kind of latches on to him, and she's unpleasant, but she likes to talk. And she has some information, so I'd like you to roll a die 100.
10.
Deep in the heart of the jungle is a city built by Minotaur. It is now overrun with snake people, but even worse things dwell below. In visions, I have seen strange devils screaming into the dark. And she goes back to her Tej.
Yes, yes, guys. This is what we came out here for. This, guys.
Yeah.
Giant snakes.
A hidden city.
Built by a Minotaur. What kind of civilization did a Minotaur have?
I don't know.
We don't know. We'll be the first.
Is she like in a drunken stupor? So like I can't talk to her anymore.
That's pretty much all you're getting out of her. She kind of keeps repeating it over and over. Also, she complains about her ex-husband a lot. And he sounds like a jerk.
Yeah.
The little bits you're getting seem pretty valid.
Interesting. Some men are noble. Let me prove it to you. And he looks for the noblest man in the place.
I would like you to roll investigation.
15.
And I would also like you to roll a die 100.
37.
You find a soldier off duty, one of the guards, and, you know, obviously still has his insignia and everything. Looks very proper.
Yes, this is the type of man I'm talking about.
You talk for a while and you ask, like, is there anything you can tell me about this local area, I would assume?
Tell me where the good things are.
The city of Mesra was not destroyed during the spell plague after all. Its ruins are an illusion.
Oh.
I was out there with a patrol. We saw it for our own eyes. We didn't stay long. There are other things there. A lot of things there. But I know for a fact that city is real.
Ah.
The city still stands.
Man, you asked him where the good stuff was. He told you where the best stuff is.
Hey!
I would like to get as far away from this just upright posturing of how manly and noble these two men are and sit down with somebody who looks the least like they're going to bother me while I drink my Tej.
I'd like you to roll perception.
14.
So you kind of scan the crowd, and you're looking for something a little outside of the ordinary. There are two tabaxi sitting in a booth at the back of the inn, and tabaxi are cat people, basically. So they're humans, but they're kitties. You know, they stand upright, legs and arms, but they're covered in fur and have cat heads.
Do you two mind if I take this seat?
Go ahead, have a seat.
So you staying in this inn from out of town, or just...
Oh, we're guides.
Guides.
Guides, you say? Interesting. We picked up ourselves a couple of guides.
Maybe it's someone we know.
Eh, you know these guys. It's a white-haired half-elf and a human, a couple city slickers.
Did you hear that, Flask?
I heard.
You have taken on Farul Gandolo. And
Gandolo.
That stupid, stupid Zango.
Yeah, honestly... This may be the Tej talking, but half of me just wants to take their map and ditch them.
Oh.
It's the only thing of value they had.
I believe it, if they have anything at all.
They just get on so well with my, I guess, expedition mates. They're a couple of bookworms. You guys do books?
Yes, we read books.
Many books.
So you guys are guides?
Oh, yes, we're guides. We're a special type of guide as well.
Very special.
Do you enjoy guiding? Why do you do it? Why it seems so helpful. Why would anybody?
Always do what you're passionate about. We know the jungle better than anyone else.
Anyone else?
Why? Why would you go with the bugs? I'm just doing it for my book. Honestly, I'm drunk. You guys, why would you do that?
Well, it is highly profitable, and of course being the best does make us a lot of gold.
Much gold.
So are you guys in that guild? The one, the guy where you pay tribute to...
Jobel?
Drupal? Yeah.
No. We would never pay Jobel.
Never.
That's good, because part of having your own business is not... It's about sub from not another person. It's... You can't do that and expect to grow.
That's one of the benefits for using us as your guy. We can set our own prices.
Well, our price... for these two is free, so you guys are not getting out negotiate us.
I didn't quite understand that.
Flash,
did you understand that?
Not quite.
We're not paying for these guys.
Oh, a guide has agreed to take you for free.
We're taking them for free. I'm the take care. I'm not the takey. Hey.
Sounds like you're being taken for a ride.
Hey, really? You guys think that?
Nothing is free here.
So a flask of wine leans in to you and whispers, just in completely inaudible, only cats could possibly hear. You could do it for no payment up front if we got a share of treasure.
That's fine. Honestly, these two had a map they said would go to treasure. We should get it.
I'm sorry, a map?
Yeah. A map?
On the dandies. They said they had a map and it would go to some treasure. I don't...
Oh. See, the dandies couldn't find the treasure by themselves. We, of course, could.
I'm an archaeologist.
An archaeologist?
So I call treasure artifacts.
Ooh.
Fancy.
Yeah.
You know, if we had procured their map, we would be inclined to, she looks over at Flask, split it with you?
And waive our fee.
Half a map? We get the part with the treasure on it then, right? What? That's the part I want.
Oh, we're going to be great friends, you and I.
Okay.
Great friends indeed.
Hey people, this is Carlos. I play many of the NPC voices you just heard on the show. I hope you enjoyed the second episode of Tomb of Annihilation. If you'd like to continue hearing more of this story, check out Neon Rival on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. Our cast consists of Aran Vardian from God's Fall, Patrick O'Rourke, Serena Marie, and myself from the Dungeon Rats, as well as our new castmate, Gwen Agnew. Editing was done by myself and Aran Vardian. All music was done by Carlos Luna. That's me. Thanks for joining us on this week's adventure. We're hoping that everyone, or anyone, makes it out alive.